Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a major cybersecurity development, Microsoft's decision to finally deprecate RC4. This encryption cipher has been a stubborn relic, lingering for over a quarter of a century in their systems. It's more than just an update, it's closing a significant chapter in cybersecurity history, dealing with a vulnerability that was known for ages but continued to cause problems.
That's right. And what's striking is that RC4 wasn't a newly discovered flaw. It was a known, persistent weakness, almost like a digital ghost in the machine that refused to be exorcised. The term obsolete for RC4 isn't just theoretical, it translates directly into real-world threats and devastating breaches, which is why this deprecation is so significant.
Exactly. For years, this weak link was baked into critical infrastructure, affecting how large organizations managed their digital identities and networks. It wasn't a hypothetical risk, it was actively leveraged by malicious actors. Microsoft's shift from default support to outright deprecation signals a critical re-evaluation of the massive technical debt accumulated in enterprise systems. It really makes you wonder why RC4 persisted for so long and what that says about broader issues in software development and security prioritization.
It's a fascinating, albeit flawed, piece of cryptographic history. RC4 was designed as a stream cipher, meaning it encrypts data one bit or byte at a time, which was chosen for its speed and flexibility. This design was great for older hardware or performance-critical situations, but this very simplicity and speed ultimately became its undoing.
And the fatal flaw wasn't a secret for long. Once the algorithm was leaked in 1994, researchers quickly demonstrated attacks that weakened its security. The core problem was statistical biases in the keystream. The sequence of random bits used for encryption wasn't random enough. For cryptographers, these biases were clear indicators of predictable patterns that attackers could exploit.
It's a real paradox, isn't it? The very features that made stream ciphers like RC4 attractive, their speed and simplicity, also made them inherently weaker. When you contrast RC4 with modern standards like AES, the difference is night and day. AES encrypts data in fixed blocks using a much more rigorous mathematical process, making it far less susceptible to those statistical biases.
Absolutely. And the tragedy is that RC4, developed in the late 1980s, was a product of its time, designed for the computing constraints of that era. Yet, its widespread use continued well into the 2000s and beyond, long after more secure alternatives were readily available. It was a glaring anachronism. For attackers, RC4 wasn't just a potential vulnerability, it was a known, exploitable door that remained unlocked for far too long, especially since it was often a default setting.
Now, here's where the story gets particularly critical and directly impacts countless organizations. We have to talk about Active Directory, or AD, and its central role in enterprise environments. AD is essentially the nervous system for managing users, computers, and resources in a Windows network. It's the gatekeeper of an organization's digital kingdom.
And back in 2000, when Microsoft launched Active Directory, they made a fateful decision regarding security. They established RC4 as the sole means of securing critical authentication requests. This wasn't a minor detail, it meant embedding a known weak cipher into the very core of how businesses secured their internal operations.
The problem wasn't that stronger ciphers like AES didn't exist, they did. The issue was the long tail of legacy support. Even as AES became the superior standard, Windows servers continued to accept, and crucially, respond to RC4-based authentication requests. Microsoft's goal was to maintain backward compatibility, ensuring older systems could connect without immediate upgrades.
A noble intention, perhaps, but one with catastrophic implications. This persistent support for RC4 created a specific, highly effective attack vector known as Kerberoasting. Attackers could exploit how RC4 handled authentication tickets within Active Directory to steal user credentials, gaining access to sensitive network parts. It was a known exploit, yet default Windows settings continued to offer this vulnerability.
The most recent, high-profile casualty of this deeply embedded weakness was the breach of health giant Ascension. This wasn't just a minor data leak, It caused life-threatening disruptions at 140 hospitals and exposed the medical records of 5.6 million patients. The report clearly stated RC4 played a key role in this devastating incident.
From an expert perspective, this wasn't bad luck. It was a systemic vulnerability that any prudent security audit should have flagged and mitigated years ago. Active Directory's fundamental role meant that RC4's continued default support wasn't a minor bug. It was a pervasive, deeply embedded risk that put millions of records in critical infrastructure at constant peril.
This brings us to a crucial turning point, where the technical issue collided with the public sphere, forcing a reckoning. In September, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, a prominent voice on privacy and cybersecurity, didn't mince words. He issued a blistering public criticism, calling on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate Microsoft for what he termed gross cybersecurity negligence.
This wasn't just a polite suggestion, it was a direct accusation, highlighting the continued default support for RC4 as a prime example of this negligence. The timing of Senator Wyden's intervention is significant, coming on the heels of high-impact breaches like Ascension, which brought the real-world consequences of RC4's vulnerabilities into sharp, undeniable relief.
The question on everyone's mind became, why now? Why, after decades of RC4 being a known risk and years of its default presence in Active Directory, did it take such a public outcry and devastating breaches to finally force Microsoft's hand? Senator Wyden's intervention amplified the issue beyond cybersecurity professionals and into the broader public discourse.
It created a pressure point that corporate entities, especially one as large and influential as Microsoft, could no longer ignore. The prospect of an FTC investigation itself carries significant weight, raising profound questions about the implications of regulatory scrutiny on major tech companies regarding their legacy security practices.
For years, these companies operated with a degree of autonomy, making technical decisions that, while perhaps convenient for backward compatibility, had serious security ramifications. This pressure from a high-profile senator demonstrates a critical shift. Cybersecurity is no longer solely a technical problem. It's increasingly a matter of public accountability and a question of trust between corporations and the users whose data and safety they are responsible for.
Microsoft's eventual response, acknowledging the issue and committing to deprecation, is a step in the right direction. But the story here isn't just the commitment to fix, it's the decades-long delay that necessitated such external pressure. The broader industry lesson is clear: will this event serve as a catalyst for other vendors to finally audit and deprecate their own long-standing, vulnerable protocols before they too become the next headline?
And this leads us to the broader, enduring challenge that the RC4 saga so powerfully illustrates: technical debt. The story of RC4 is, in many ways, a perfect case study in the long-term, often crippling, cost of prioritizing short-term convenience, in this case, backward compatibility over fundamental security.
For decades, the prevailing mentality in IT infrastructure management has often been, it works, so we leave it. This if it ain't broke, don't fix it approach, while seemingly pragmatic, ignores the insidious nature of technical debt. Every piece of legacy code, every outdated protocol, every default setting that prioritizes ease of use over robust security, accumulates interest.
This accumulated debt can manifest in numerous ways, but its most devastating consequence is the increased risk of catastrophic breaches. When we analyze the economic argument for proactive security upgrades, it becomes strikingly clear. The cost of remediation, updating systems, migrating to secure protocols like AES, reconfiguring networks, might seem substantial upfront.
However, when juxtaposed with the astronomical costs associated with a major data breach, regulatory fines, legal fees, reputational damage, loss of customer trust, and in cases like Ascension, even direct harm to individuals, the argument for proactive investment becomes undeniable. It's a clear case of paying a little now or paying a lot later, often much, much more.
Looking ahead, the future of encryption standards is a landscape of constant evolution. New threats emerge, new mathematical breakthroughs occur, and the demands placed on our digital infrastructure only grow. The need for continuous adaptation and a willingness to shed outdated technologies is paramount.
This is where the concept of secure by default becomes critically important, especially for enterprise software. It needs to be more than a marketing slogan, it needs to be a guiding principle, ensuring that the most secure options are not buried deep within menus but are the readily available, primary choices. The imperative for proactive auditing within organizations is also clear.
Companies need to actively seek out their own RC4S, those hidden vulnerabilities, those legacy systems that still cling to outdated security models. It's about digging through the digital archives to find what's still active but shouldn't be. This requires a commitment to ongoing security hygiene, not just a one-time fix.
Ultimately, Microsoft's move to deprecate RC4 isn't just about retiring an old cipher. It's a necessary, albeit profoundly overdue, step in acknowledging and beginning to address the massive cybersecurity liabilities created by decades of prioritizing backward compatibility over robust, modern security. The true challenge ahead for Microsoft, and indeed for the entire tech industry, is not merely deprecating old protocols.
It's about fostering a fundamental shift in culture, a culture that prioritizes security agility and forward-thinking resilience over the inertia of entrenched compatibility. It's about learning from the decades-long shadow cast by RC4 and ensuring that future technological advancements are built on foundations of strength, not on the crumbling remnants of the past.
This isn't just about Microsoft, though. The implications ripple outward, serving as a potent reminder for every software vendor, every IT department, and every organization that relies on these systems. We've seen this pattern play out before, haven't we? Think about other legacy technologies that have stubbornly clung to life, long past their expiration date, because ripping them out and replacing them felt too complex, too expensive, too disruptive.
Exactly. It's the digital equivalent of an archaeological dig to find and update every instance of an old, vulnerable component. And that's precisely the problem. This isn't a niche issue confined to a few old servers in a forgotten data center. RC4, by virtue of its integration into Active Directory, touched nearly every aspect of enterprise IT for years.
It was the silent enabler of network access, the invisible handshake between users and the resources they needed. When something so fundamental remains vulnerable, the attack surface expands exponentially. It's like having a single, critical lock on your entire city's infrastructure, and that lock has a known, easily pickable mechanism.
The fact that it took a public outcry, a high-profile senator, and a catastrophic breach like Ascension to finally spur action speaks volumes about the inertia that can settle into even the most security-conscious organizations. It highlights a systemic issue where the immediate pressures of business operations often overshadow the proactive, long-term investments required for true digital resilience.
The question we must now ask ourselves, and more importantly, the companies building and managing our digital lives, is how do we prevent this from happening again? How do we ensure that the next RC4 isn't lurking in plain sight, waiting for its moment to be exploited? It requires a cultural shift, moving away from a reactive stance to one of proactive vigilance.
It means embedding security considerations not as an afterthought, but as a core design principle from the very inception of any new technology or system. It means fostering an environment where flagging and addressing technical debt isn't seen as a bureaucratic hurdle, but as an essential part of maintaining operational integrity and, ultimately, trust.
The deprecation of RC4 is a victory, a long-delayed but welcome one. But it also serves as a stark, ongoing lesson about the critical importance of keeping our digital defenses not just up-to-date, but fundamentally strong and adaptable to the ever-evolving threat landscape. It's a reminder that security is an ongoing process, not a destination.
So, let's recap the key takeaways from this whole RC4 saga. First, the RC4 encryption cipher itself. Its historical strength was its speed and simplicity as a stream cipher, which is why it was adopted so widely, especially by Microsoft in critical systems like Active Directory. However, its fundamental weakness lay in statistical biases in its keystream, making it predictable and susceptible to attacks. This vulnerability was known for decades.
Absolutely. Then we have the Active Directory integration. Microsoft's decision to use RC4 for securing AD authentication was intended to ensure backward compatibility with older systems, which made sense at the time for smoother enterprise transitions. But the challenge? This embedded a known weak cipher into the core of enterprise network management, creating a pervasive risk and enabling attack vectors like Kerberos, leading to major breaches like Ascension.
And that brings us to technical debt and backward compatibility. The long reliance on RC4 highlights the massive technical debt incurred by prioritizing compatibility over robust security. This "if it ain't broke, don't fix it" mentality allowed older systems to function, avoiding immediate costs. But the challenge was that this accumulation of security liabilities created a much larger, more catastrophic risk when breaches inevitably occurred due to these legacy vulnerabilities.
Then there's the regulatory and public scrutiny aspect. High-profile breaches and interventions from figures like Senator Ron Wyden amplified the issue of legacy security flaws into public discourse. This scrutiny forces tech giants to acknowledge and address cybersecurity negligence, shifting the focus to public accountability. The challenge here is that the delay in addressing RC4's vulnerabilities, despite known risks for years, demonstrated inertia within large organizations, requiring external pressure like potential FTC investigations.
And finally, looking at the future of encryption and security culture. Microsoft's deprecation of RC4 is a necessary step toward modernizing security protocols and acknowledging past oversights. The emphasis is shifting towards secure by default principles and the need for continuous adaptation. The enduring challenge, however, is fostering a fundamental cultural shift within the tech industry, prioritizing security agility and resilience over entrenched compatibility, and actively auditing for hidden vulnerabilities.
It's a powerful lesson, isn't it? The deprecation of RC4 is a significant moment, marking the end of an era for a cipher that caused immense trouble. It's a profound case study in the dangers of technical debt, the balancing act between innovation and backward compatibility, and the absolute necessity of a proactive security culture. For decades, RC4, despite its known and widely publicized vulnerabilities, remained embedded in critical infrastructure, most notably within Microsoft's Active Directory.
This persistence wasn't due to an oversight, it was a deliberate choice, driven by the perceived necessity of maintaining compatibility with older systems. While understandable from a business continuity perspective in the short term, this decision created a gaping, well-understood attack vector that malicious actors readily exploited. The devastating breach at Ascension, which crippled hospitals and exposed millions of patient records, serves as a stark, tragic reminder of the real-world consequences of clinging to outdated security protocols.
The intervention of Senator Ron Wyden, publicly calling for an FTC investigation into Microsoft's gross cybersecurity negligence, was a pivotal moment. It elevated the issue from the technical trenches to the public square, underscoring that cybersecurity is no longer solely an internal IT concern but a matter of public trust and accountability. This pressure, combined with the undeniable impact of high-profile breaches, finally forced Microsoft's hand, prompting the commitment to deprecate RC4.
It's a victory, albeit a delayed one, highlighting how external scrutiny can be a powerful catalyst for change. However, the deprecation of RC4 is not an endpoint but a crucial lesson. It forces us to confront the pervasive issue of technical debt within the tech industry. The cost of maintaining legacy systems, while seemingly less than a full overhaul, accumulates interest in the form of increased vulnerability and the potential for catastrophic breaches.
The narrative of RC4 compels organizations to move beyond a reactive "if it ain't broke, don't fix it" mentality toward a proactive stance. This means embedding security as a core design principle, continuously auditing for hidden vulnerabilities, and embracing the concept of secure by default. The future demands agility, resilience, and a willingness to shed outdated technologies before they become exploitable weaknesses.
The deprecation of RC4 is a step toward a more secure future, but the real work lies in fostering a culture that prioritizes security foresight over the inertia of the past. It's about ensuring that our digital defenses are not just up to date but fundamentally strong and adaptable to the ever-evolving threat landscape. A truly important lesson for everyone in tech.